Roman is from Kharkiv, a city in ruin from Russian attacks. He's at the border to let go of everything he loves, turn back alone, and join the fight.
Feelings? Fear, confusion, hate, anger. I don't even know. One feeling is I need to send my family to safety. And next everything will be all right. We will win, for sure. Nothing else. We will save our country. Everything will be all right.
You don't have to know what he's saying to understand how he feels. A country torn in two. Small villages and towns like this one are the last hurdle to safety for the hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children amassing at Poland's border. The last checkpoint, the last long line, a last chance to say goodbye. The lucky ones board buses bound for cities in Europe. Others wait.
This line is long, but it is still moving. A week into this conflict, and the crowd, the traffic, the line at this border crossing, it's much smaller, and the system of getting across into Poland seems much more organized, much more efficient, but no less tragic for the people that are leaving their country behind.
Ukrainians trying to get to safety say they feel abandoned by the international community. They know help is coming, but not enough to stop Russian invaders destroying their cities, their homes, their lives.
Ukrainians are going to NATO, but NATO is not here in Ukraine. We need real help, army, weapons, helmets and vests. Our army needs serious help. They really need weapons, and there is no weapon in Ukraine that would really destroy the Russians.
Each of these women have a husband or father or brother fighting to defend their cities or on the front line. They say they will never leave and help other Ukrainians however they can. At a place that divides two countries, Ukrainian families are being forced to divide themselves. Women move forward to preserve the country's future. Men go back to make sure they have a home to come back to. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Chechnya, Ukraine.